Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I love.
With my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious
years
of memory.
A memory.
Oh, what joy.
With my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious
graves.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. You know, God tells us that his house is supposed to be a house of prayer. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we know that there's things going on in this day and time that we don't understand. But you do. You know, because you are in control. You are our King. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. And Father, you know all things. And now, Father, as we get in this evening into the reading of your word, may the Holy Spirit open some hearts and some minds to be receptive to this your word. Be with us now, Father, as we begin this reading. And once again, Father, we give praise, honor, and glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill this church, Father. Fill it to overflowing. And do so, Father, all for the praise of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not for mankind, but for the praise of Jesus, and that man can come and find salvation here, because this is a place for Jesus to dwell. And it's in that sweet, precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to be reading from the third chapter of 1 Thessalonians. It's a very short study, so it's not going to take very long. There'll not be a service this evening. There'll just be the prayer and the reading of God's word. So beginning here with verse 1. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulations, even as it came to pass. And you know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter, having tempted you and our labor, be in vain. But now when Timothy came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, that you have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our afflictions and distress by your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith, that we might perfect, that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our ways unto you, and the Lord make you increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now we pray once again for the blessings of Almighty God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for these days, these times that we can be together, Father, and a place to where we can meet. But Father, we need the Spirit at work today around about us to help us to reach those, Father, that are standing in need of the Savior, and those that are claiming to be Christian, that are claiming to be your children, Father, that are lacking in your word. Help us, Father, to help them. Help us to get them into thy house, to where thy word can be heard. Now, Father, I pray for all the churches. And I'm asking, Father, that the Holy Spirit can work among the churches and help us to begin to tear the walls of division down and bring us all in unity, and that unity being in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us now, Father, throughout the remainder of this day. Keep us all safe. Keep us all in health, and help us to help others. Put this love of yours in us, Father, and put that Holy Spirit within each and every one, so, Father, that we can reach this lost and dying nation. And once again, Father, we ask this In the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. And God bless. All right, remember now, everyone, God willing, we can be together again come Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So until then, walk with God. If you have any questions, you have my phone number, call me. I'll do my best to answer. But until then, put your faith, your trust in the Lord or God. Grow stronger each and every day. God be with you. Good night, all.